Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Geopolitical Report podcast for April 11th, 2022. While the Ukraine war gets the headlines, the next hotspot for confrontation between the West and Russia may be forming relatively unnoticed, at least by many of us. I'm Phil Adler. Joining us is Confluence staff economist Thomas Wash. Thomas, you and the other analysts at Confluence Investment Management have been watching closely recent events in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Why do you think this country might become Russia's next target?
Bosnia has a weak central government, which makes it susceptible to outside forces. It is also another country in Eastern Europe that has ambitions of joining NATO, something Russia would like to deter.
Could you tell us more about this country's importance in terms of its geography and economic strength?
Bosnia is the only net exporter of electricity in the Balkans. It is also the top provider of electricity for neighboring Serbia and Croatia. Additionally, the region's location along and near the Adriatic Sea gives it access to trade and holds a lot of military significance.
Now, there's an election coming up, and I understand there's concern that this election could lead to civil war. In a country with an unusual form of government, instead of one president, there are three, each representing an ethnic group. And these three officials rotate in and out of the top position of power every 8 months. How did this arrangement come about?
The arrangement was seen as a quick and possibly temporary solution to end the Bosnian War. However, the complicated history between these groups have prevented a new agreement from taking hold, as these groups are still holding on to these old grudges.
Overall, how has this arrangement in government worked?
If I can describe it in one word, it would be horrible. The framework created by the agreement essentially reinforced these ethnic differences between the groups instead of tearing them down. As a result, it was just very difficult for the country to build a national identity.
Now, what would be the best possible election outcome for Western countries?
The best result for the West would be for a strong turnout in the election. If most people vote in October, it would suggest that Bosnians are at least somewhat satisfied with the status quo, and this should reduce the likelihood of another civil war.
And what would be the best possible election outcome for Russia?
Well, the best outcome for Russia would be for a low turnout in the general election, particularly among the Bosnian Croats, as well as the re-election of Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik. This outcome would essentially help delegitimize the government and could pave the way for Russia to have even more influence in the region.
Thomas, what is Russia's history of interfering in or trying to influence Bosnia and Herzegovina's internal affairs?
Moscow has a good relationship with Bosnian Serbs due to its ties with the Orthodox Christian faith. It has used these ties to gain influence within the Republic of Srpska, a predominantly Bosnian Serb region. Their leader, Milorad Dodik, has spoken highly of Moscow and tried to stop his country from condemning Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
Well, do you think the Ukraine war has weakened or strengthened Russia's ability to influence election outcomes and internal affairs in Bosnia and Herzegovina?
If anything, it may have weakened Russia's influence in the country. Bosniaks and Bosnian Croats are particularly distrustful of Russia given its support of Bosnian Serbs in the past. Thus, the invasion may have reminded these groups of what's at stake in the current election.
Are Russian fears legitimate that there might be growing sentiment within the country in favor of joining NATO?
Although there is some support in Bosnia to join NATO, I suspect that Bosnian Serbs will likely prevent the country from ever joining the group. NATO played a pivotal role in tipping the war against the Bosnian Serbs. As a result, they still have a lot of distrust for NATO.
Do you have a prediction regarding the election?
Yes, I do. I suspect that the election will have anywhere from between adequate to moderate turnout, probably above 50%, but below 60%. This should be enough to give the government some legitimacy going forward. However, I do think there will still be a growing secession push from Bosnian Serbs, which may tip the country into civil war later on in the future.
I imagine a possible civil war is of great concern to the West. We've seen in the past how isolated acts of violence can fan war flames very quickly. What are investment implications?
Well, civil war in Bosnia could very easily spread into the Balkans, as both Serbia and Croatia will likely support their affiliate groups. Thus, the war will likely be unfavorable to European equities and favorable to safe haven assets and commodities.
Thank you, Thomas. To our listeners, our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We wish to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice, and this information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.